Blog Talk Radio.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Girl can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't y'all want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last? Can't be surpassed? You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases.
Amen.
Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
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 Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother?
Amen.
Satan, right?
Amen.
The Bible says he's doing that day and night.
Amen.
Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Then we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Oh, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just look at hell, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. Might know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right?
Amen.
He gonna have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We blessed, ain't we?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon.
Come on out.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good.
True.
Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
All right. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Bless y'all. How y'all doing? Hope everybody's doing well. Hallelujah. I bless you all in the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Welcome y'all to Blog Talk Radio here tonight. Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Glad that you're able here to tune in. We're going to go ahead and get busy because a lot of people have been anxious, been waiting to speak to Pastor Dow. The guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. And if you would like to speak to yours truly, if you don't hear an automated voice, you just simply press number one. You'll get into the caller queue. And Brother Shane, if he recognizes your number, he will go ahead and queue you in. Whoo, it is cold up here in Tennessee. It is cold. I think right now it's already below 32. If it ain't, it feels like it. Let me see what they're saying. Man, it is cold. This thing got to refresh. No. Got a freeze warning tonight. Freeze warning tonight. It's going to get down to 24 degrees tonight. 24 degrees. That means it'll be about 20 degrees here on the land because we live next to a creek. Oh, man. No, well. Hallelujah. Excuse me. It is what it is. Hallelujah. Hope everybody's doing well. We're coming right along with the building of the tabernacle. We've been fighting rain every other day, literally every other day. We've been trying to get done as much as we can get done, but man, I mean to tell you, we've been fighting the rain. We have been fighting. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Guest calling on 310-982-4226. We'll go ahead and get started. Hallelujah. We got Brother Mike here visiting us from Japan. Brother Mike is a school teacher over in Japan, and he follows the ministry. It's a joy to be able to see his face. Hallelujah. To know that we have somebody all the way over in Japan listening. Glory to the King. You know, salvation is a one-time thing. That's it. It's just period, just one time. We only have one chance at this life, and that's it. And you have to do your due diligence. I know a lot of people, well, at least a lot of people, you know, when you have a lot of people speaking negative against the ministry like they do with Straightway, you have nothing more to do but to peer into the lives of the people that are making accusations, and you'll learn and know everything you need to know. You ever notice politicians, they're all buddy chums and friends until they start running in office against each other, and then they have all these TV commercials, smear campaigns. They bring up and throw up all kind of dirt. You know the reason why I call it a campaign? Because it's a war. And then once the war is over with, they buddy-buddy, they hug each other up. Oh, good war, good job, good job, good battle, good fight. And then they're back at normal again. Not like uncouth Americans or uncouth people who are ignorant or illiterate and have no sense. Don't you think that the enemy is going to wage war by bearing false witness against me, bearing false witness against the brother, bearing false witness against the ministry? Sure he will. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. Try to seek to turn as many people away from the faith as he can. All right. Let's go to Louisiana, 318. This is Pastor Dow, Unitarian Church Truth Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there in Louisiana?
Pastor Dow?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow, that's true. Hi, this is Brandon from Louisiana. I was calling at the encouragement of Elder Donnie. I've been talking with him for a few months, and he's been a great help in my life lately, as well as your ministry.
How can I help you?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. We got you.
Oh, okay. I was calling at the encouragement of Elder Donnie. I've been talking with him for the last couple of months, and he's been a great help to me in my life as well as your ministry, and I wanted to call him the first time and thank y'all both.
Well, you're welcome. How long you been listening?
For about 3 or 4 months.
That's good.
I've heard some teachings on the website, and lots been happening in our life. A lot of Matthew chapter 10, 34 stuff has transpired.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know that you're on the right path. You know, if you didn't have that opposition, then you know you're on the wrong path. But since you have that opposition and you see the Matthew 10 jump right off the pages, you know you're on the right path.
I'm glad to hear that, sir. Praise you. I think we're probably going to lose a little bit of family out of it and all that. But
hey,
but,
you know what Christ said? You're going to come to him, you're going to suffer loss. And he said, any man that loves father and mother more than me, son or daughter, wife, it makes no difference more than him, they're not worthy of him. So, hey, if it's their loss, it's your gain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Most High. I'm just so blessed I've been able to get through today and be able to speak with you. We're going to try to keep going on. We really wish we had something like this down here in Louisiana. Elder Donnie said the nearest place was Houston, though.
It is. Where are you at in Louisiana? I used to live in Louisiana.
Central Louisiana, Alexandria area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're about Alexandria is probably about an hour north of Leesville, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I used to stop around in Alexandria, Leesville, Lake Charles, and DeRitter.
I'm familiar with all of those places when I went to college with a few guys from those areas.
Yes, sir. My brother, you keep the faith. My advice to you is to stick with Jesus. Read your Bible and make sure you read it every day. And listen to this preacher.
Yes, sir. I'm all ears. Absolutely. We're going to try to follow your teachings tomorrow as well.
Hallelujah. What's your name again, brother?
My name is Brandon King, sir.
Brandon King. It's good to have you as an Israelite, my brother. Be encouraged, okay?
Oh, thank you, sir. Bless you and your ministry.
Bless you too. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. You know, the Most High Yah said he's going to call people out of every tongue, every tribe, and every creed. And once the Holy Spirit get a hold of you, you know when the Holy Spirit is dealing with you. Because, you know, everybody's wondering, how can I know? Well, look what happens to you when you hear a preacher. I'm a preacher. You hear me for the first time in your life, excuse me, you get convicted. You get convicted so much of the truth that you actually start doing something you never done before in your life. You start reading the Bible. When you start reading the Bible, you find out that all these people that are playing church and playing religion, they don't like the Bible. They don't like the Bible because they don't like Yahshua. And the reason why they don't like Jesus is because light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil continually. And then Jesus turned around and said to you that you are the light of the world. So let your light so shine that the Most High Yah can see your good works. So you're on the right path. You're receiving a lot of opposition, especially when they start calling Pastor Dow a cult, Pastor Dow this, straightway this. Do y'all realize how many people that we have come through our little simple gates that we live in? We live a very humble life. But do y'all realize how many people come through these gates on a yearly basis, on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis. We almost always have somebody brand new visiting this community every single week out of the year. The only time they don't is when I tell Elder Doug, don't schedule nobody because I won't be here. Other than that, they are here every single week from all over this earth, from all different walks and all different backgrounds. And they all have the same testimony. They heard this preacher, they start reading their Bible, and then the family thought they was crazy. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. All right, let's go to New York, Brother Israel. Call number 646-646. This is Pastor Dow. Little Sturgeon Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Israel?
Pastor Dow, how are you, sir?
Doing well, my brother. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I was looking for a little clarity on a particular verse, which is Proverbs 28:9, and it says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination."
Ooh-wee. Proverbs 28:9,
yes, right? Yes, sir.
We know that the law consists. Boy, what's your question?
The question is, the Christians, they pray, and who's answering their prayers if their prayer is an abomination, if this is applied to them?
Can I give you just a hallmark example, Brother Israel?
Yes, sir. Please do.
All right, watch this. You know that I make no apologies of making my boast in Yah. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
I always boast about him, and I always use this Bible as an acid test. Now, check this out. We keep the law. We obey his commandments. And on this community, we have people that range from age 79 years old all the way down to just months old. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Nobody is on pharmaceutical drugs. Not one person. We have people in their 70s, soon some in their 60s, 50s, their 40s, their 30s, their 20s, and their teens and adolescents. Nobody is on prescription drugs. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Now go to your typical everyday church and see how many people is on prescription drugs.
Almost everybody.
You see what I mean? So look at this. So they're praying, but they're not being answered. Because remember, Yah is no respecter person, right? Blessings fall on just as well as unjust. So let me get this right. Let's just tally this up. We keep his commandments, and yet we're not under any prescription drugs. That would automatically tally that we are blessed, because he did say, "I am Yahweh your Elohim that healeth you." So the Christians, they claim that our God is their God, but yet and still, they are under the tyranny of the devil. They're not being healed. They're not being delivered. And they keep going to the world to seek for healing and deliverance. So guess what? Since they don't keep the law, that's a pure sign that their prayer is an abomination and the Most High Yah is not hearing them, because they're walking in deception and disobedience. Did you see the analogy that I drew?
Yes, sir. Quite clear.
You can't
Very clear.
Get no more concrete than that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You got it? Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
It's a good question. All right, we got an unknown caller up here. It must be international. I don't know who it is, but we'll see who this is. All right, unknown caller, who are you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat shalom. You got to speak. Rosa. Oh, you got a private number. Rosa. Put your mouth closer to the mic and speak up, because you're coming in kind of low.
Yes, sir. Sorry. We're coming in through the computer again. That's the only way we're able to call
computer.
You now.
Oh, that's all right.
Yes,
just talk a little louder.
Yes, sir. Is that fine?
Thank you. Now we can hear you. Go ahead, Sister Rosa.
I just wanted to say hello. My husband's the one who has a question for you.
Hey, Pastor.
That's all right, man. Brother Vincent, Sister Rosa, man. Y'all just miss me. That's all it is.
Yes, we do. And we hear how tired you are, Pastor. I've been seeing the videos on the, you know, doing the blocks and you're trying to lay it down. And, man, I feel for y'all. It's getting cold. You're just trying to get the work done. And the doggone rain. And now, you know, y'all forbid the snow is, you know, hitting you now.
Yeah, it is what it is. But at least one thing, brother, you know we're doing what we can do.
Yes, sir. I don't really have a question tonight, Pat. I just wanted to hear your voice and let you all hear us and say hello. I want to give the others a chance that have questions to say hello. But I will say this. I will be in touch. I've been talking to Elder and Brother Greg about this. I do have possibly an opportunity to come and help you all out, and I will keep you posted during the dead season to help out.
All right, my brother. Just let me know.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor. We love you.
All right. Love y'all. Y'all be bless you, Rosa. Bless your children. Love y'all.
You forgot about the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Okay, good night.
Put the children on the mic and let them say something.
Yes, sir. All right, Pastor said you can say hello. Go ahead.
This is Sister Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Can you please help Mom and Dad to help their code to work again?
To what?
The code that we're calling on.
Help the phone work again. Yeah.
Oh, help the phone work again. Bless you, Jocelyn.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
It's Brother Chris.
Crumbs.
Oh, he said crumbs. I sang a song earlier because I was called out, and I was saying, I'll take those crumbs. So he kept saying crumbs, Pastor.
Ah, okay. All
right. Thank you, Pastor.
Bless y'all. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat
shalom. All right, let's go to New York. Call number 347-347 is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there in New York?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
Pastor. My name is Biko. Biko and Juggle.
Okay.
As you know, I'm here from New York City. I just want to make myself known to you and to the brothers out there.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I also want to give a shout out to but Steve and Elder Becker and other brothers here in New York City, in New York, right here. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, hallelujah. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
you fellowship with Brother Steve and them?
Yes, sir.
Man, they're some good brothers.
Yeah, definitely, sir, definitely. It's an honor to be with them, always, you know.
Hallelujah. Glad you're on board, man. Mm-hmm. Keep watching, keep listening. And make sure you read your Bible, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Shabbat shalom.
And Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Sister Isabella. Call number 727-727. This is Pastor Dow, Unishirt with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Sister Isabella?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. We just wanted to call in and bless you and say thank you for everything that you do.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless you, my sister.
Yeah, Elle would like to say hi.
Hi, Sister
Elle. Hi, how you doing?
I'm a flywheel.
They're pretty excited, ain't they?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just only going to bring her, and I'm going to leave the two boys.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I just confirmed that tonight for sure because I'm going to take her out there with me. So hopefully there will be a deliverance session, or I'm sure she'll be fine. But we look forward to it. We're really excited. She's never been on a plane before, so it'll be awesome. I pray that she's not like how Macaulay Culkin was in that Home Alone when she got in the elevator for the first time.
Boy, that would be something else, wouldn't it? She'll
yes,
be all right. Just tell her that it ain't no big deal. You know, Pastor Dow used to jump out of those things.
He used to jump out.
Jump out?
Okay, so you got to tell him Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Bless your sister.
Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I tell you, man, the children are something else to hear, ain't they? All right. Well, what happened is, Bro Greg, and they didn't push number one to get in the caller queue. So let's go to Texas 720-720. Who is this? Brother Brian from Texas.
Pastor Dow. Yes, Pastor Dow.
How you doing, Brother Brian?
Man. Pastor Dow, so beautiful to hear your voice. I love you, brother.
Love you too, Brother Brian.
Yes. Well, I thought I'd call in and, man, I had something heavy on me a little bit. You know, so I'm always speaking about these things of these hidden contracts.
Yes, sir.
I thought I would just bring a little first of all, bless you, Pastor. Bless you, elders, and bless all you brethren of the saints and the women of this Most High ministry. It's just a blessing to even be a part of it. And I've enjoyed watching all the YouTube videos and all the rain. Does it ever stop raining there?
Man, I tell you, brother, I just don't understand it. I'm with you because you was here at Tabernacles and it rained 6 solid straight days. It was unbelievable. But, man, I tell you, we have literally been fighting this rain. We would work on the pad, leave the box one day, it rained the next. Work on the block. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. We never had this kind of rain.
Yeah, I mean, I was there for Tabernacles, like you said, and I've never seen wetness and rain like that. It's a blessing because the trees and the plants love it, but it does make a mess. But I did have, you know, I had something real quick. I just wanted to call in, and this specific scripture, you know, keeps coming to me, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be not priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of Yah, I will also forget thy children. And I was going to expand on it a little bit, and I looked a little bit into the Hebrew lexicon, and I have something in my spirit tells me that the Greek interpretation is like, first and foremost, why should we interpret a Greek, because they were Edomites, but the Hebrew lexicon is, my people are destroyed. But when I go to the 1820 word, it brings up a primitive root, to be dumb or silent, hence fail or perish.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So not only are we destroyed, but we're also put in a state of silence.
Yeah. Meaning, dumb dogs can't even bark.
Exactly. So this contraption they put over us, right, by the straw man, the birth certificate, i.e. the marriage license, the social security, the driver's license, all these contracts, we've been put into a state of dumbness or silence. And when I looked at that strong Hebrews concordance, 1820, it wasn't only that it said destroyed, because I started focusing on this word destroyed, meaning like, okay, we're killed, we're no longer, but also, as we all know, the Hebrew lexicon has like 12 different words to each syllable, and it says to be dumb or silent, meaning they've dumbed us down and they've made it so contractually hard for us to understand that it's. And then you go to, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed in 1820 for lack of knowledge, 1847. 1847 is knowledge, cunning, ignorantly, knowledge, unawareness.
That's right. That's right.
Amazing.
100% correct, brother. Good job. Dang good job. Brother Brian, let me get this building a little bit over halfway and get clear of this debate. I'm looking sometime in December actually start what you and I had talked about at Tabernacles.
Yes, sir.
Because, you see me on Marco Polo. You see that after I got back from Jamaica, you see I hit the ground running.
Oh, yes, sir. You're a busy man. It's amazing to watch the daily progress of all you and the saints work on that building. It just, man, it tickles my heart. I wish I could help in.
Glory to the King.
Yes,
man,
sir.
Keep me lifted up, all right, my brother?
Yes, sir.
And, hey, did you send me an email with your website connection? What I need for you to do is, because I like to put a plug to your radio show on my YouTube page, as well as on the broadcast and stuff, and I want you to write it out how you would like it, you know, to be introduced, because I want to do that to help get more people over there to listen to the, what's called a Remnant Report, right?
Yes, sir. It's I'll do a quick just little plug. And we can further produce it, but it's basically on www.peoplespatriotnetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been blessed with it's a radio show. Man, I'm a rookie in this, so I really don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having fun with it. And I know the Most High has given me this platform just to put some information out, and that's what I'm doing. So that's the website. If you can't catch it, it's every, fifth day at 2 p.m. Central at the Remnant, or at the peoplespatriotnetwork.com. You can catch it live there. If you can't catch it most people can't do that, you can go to castbox.fm, and up in the top right hand, there's a channel search. You can look up Remnant Report. And then I'll post all the, it's basically a third party cash deal. So, and I've uploaded a couple more. There's some really good shows. I did a deal on who are the so-called Jews and the real true Hebrew Israelites, which is, man, just some groundbreaking information. Praise the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
And I've done a couple deals on Halloween, on Easter Ishtar warning. And I also interviewed, interesting deal is all of us watched what happened on 9/11. And I can personally, remember where I was when my dad called me and said, hey, son, turn on the television. Something bad is happening. And we all remember that moment. But hear my words. That was the Khazars. That was the descendants of Esau that have taken over this country that we so love, that we think we love, and they've brought us into a perpetual method of war.
Oh, yeah.
To go and kill innocent people all over the world for the profit of this war machine. And there's a I interviewed the founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So these are trained engineers, the most brilliant minds. These guys have, you know, spent and done the education on building and building high structure, still being buildings, right? It's not some theory. These are highly educated men and the most intellectual minds all over the planet, all over that flat earth, that understand architectural engineering have all come into the same group and are all on the same page that saying, hey, steel buildings don't blow up and fall apart like that. That was a controlled demolition done by the descendants of Esau, the Edomites, that actually run this country.
I agree. Yes, I said that from the very beginning. When as soon as I seen that happen, that's immediately what I shouted when I saw that.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, there's a post on that cast box, and anyways, I'll be putting more on there. And Pastor Dow, I love you, brother. Man, the minute I met you in Houston, I looked you in the eye, and I told you I love you. I'm so thankful to know you.
Same here, my brother. You be encouraged, okay? Yes, keep on keeping on.
Yes, sir.
Bless, Brother Brian.
All right. Shalom, brother.
Shalom. That's Brother Brian down in Texas doing good work. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. All right. Let's go ahead and let's speed this up a little bit. We got people we got to get to. Let's go to Texas again. 214, Brother Kyle. This is Pastor Dow. You know, Sherry Jew.
Shabbat Shalom. Can you hear me?
That you, Brother Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, sir? How you doing?
Doing well, bro, Cal, but you got to cut your radio down and listen to me through your phone.
Oh, my apologies. My phone is baking hot right now, but I'll soldier through. So, anyways, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. It's nice hearing from you again.
All right. What you got, my brother?
Hey, man, sir, I was just wanting to just call in for a quick moment, just to say howdy to you, miss you, love you. But you know what? Whenever I did catch, whenever you said that that this campaign, you know, we mentioned it's called a campaign because it means it's war.
Yes, sir.
That had actually a quick little memory, so I had a. Look it up real quick, but no, that's absolutely correct. If you look at Title 8 of the United States Code 1101, Section A37 in the definition, it'll give you the definition for totalitarian party.
Yes.
And if would it be okay with you? I don't know, for the sake of time, but would it be okay for me to read it off real quick?
Yeah, read some of it.
It says the term totalitarian party means an organization that advocates the establishment in the United States of a totalitarian dictatorship or totalitarianism. The terms totalitarian dictatorship and totalitarianism means and refer to systems of a government not representative, in fact, characterized by the existence of a single political party organized on a dictatorial basis with so close an identity between such party and its policies and the government policies of the country in which it exists that the party and government constitute an indistinguishable unit, you know, like Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
And B, the forcible suppression of opposition to such party. So there is no opposition. It's you're just stuck with the federal government. Anyways, that was just to emphasize on. Yeah, that's absolutely correct with the whole campaign. So anyways, that aside, I just received my Sefer tonight, or last night rather, and I started going over it. Man, my mind is already starting to blow up with the learning the proper titles and names of the Hebrew being restored. And what it has.
Oh, yeah.
So I appreciate the brothers for, and for you most of all for being in my life and expanding my knowledge and all this. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be reading the heck out of this throughout all Shabbat. So, again,
yeah,
I thank you for everything and the brothers as well.
Well, you're welcome, my brother. You be encouraged. Keep watching, keep listening, and keep growing. And make sure you read your Bible, okay?
Yes, sir. You got it. Yeah, you
bless you, my brother.
Night. Shabbat shalom. Thank you, sir.
Shabbat
love you.
Shalom. Glory to the King. Beautiful brothers calling in tonight. Beautiful everything. Let's go, New York. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Aaron. Call him at 252-252. It's Pastor Dow.
Yes,
you're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can have Brother Aaron.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Shabbat shalom. What's up, Brother Aaron?
Yeah, man. I wanted to call in and let you and everybody else know that my wife is pregnant and looks like she's about 7 weeks right this minute.
All right, man. Make sure you take care of home, all right?
Well, man, and I appreciate everything y'all have done with the thoughts and getting your mind straight. You know, my mind ain't always messed up, you know, and I'm pretty strong with my thoughts most of the time, man, but
yeah,
it's just it's crazy how you get pissed off over one thing and then next thing you know it could be a few weeks later that you just getting it that you just getting a handle on it or something, you know what I mean? It can happen to anybody if they ain't careful.
That's right.
I appreciate y'all, Pastor, and Shabbat Shalom. I know you're busy. Go get off here.
Man, stay encouraged, Brother Aaron. Appreciate the dialogue on Sons of Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. North Carolina, 910-910. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there. North Carolina, 910.
Pastor Dow, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Got you loud and clear. Just put your mouth a little bit closer to the mic and speak up and give us your name, my brother.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. My name is Jaquan Grant. I reached out to you about a month ago through email. I just left Fort Bragg. I was in 82nd. I just reported to Fort Campbell this morning. And I've been watching you on YouTube for the past, like, 4 or 5 months now. And I just wanted to come congregate at least while I'm stationed here with you guys.
Brother, you are very, very fortunate. You know why?
Why is that, Pastor?
I'll tell you the reason why. Because we actually have a homestead up there, you know, a bunch of saints that live in one home that live up there in the Clarksville area.
Okay.
So, let me see. I'll write this number down. This is your number, right?
You are, yes, sir, Pastor.
I was zero. Glad you stayed with it, brother, because, man, you can only imagine how many emails I get in one day.
Oh, yeah, I'm fully aware. I know you're a busy man, so that's why I made sure I'm going to try to get in contact with y'all somehow because I want to.
What's your name, brother? What now?
Jaquan, Jaquan. Grant, Grant.
So how long you been in, man?
It's going to make 6 years, November 19th, but I've been in
for
6 years.
So you're a buck sergeant by now, right?
No, I'm actually a staff sergeant now.
Oh, I was getting ready. You know, that was my first thought. I was getting ready to say you're a staff sergeant, but I just wanted to get a benefit of thought. That benefit of thought, that's moving pretty good, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Pastor.
What's your MOS?
19 Yankee.
19 Yankee?
Yep.
What is that?
Supply.
Oh, okay. Man, that's really good. Dang.
Yeah, I got a pretty good MOS. Not too bad.
Man, that's getting promoted pretty fast for supply, man.
Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to call and touch bases with you, Pastor, and see if I can get in contact with anybody. I really didn't have a question or anything.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll send your number over to Brother Ron that's up there in your neck of the woods. And anytime you want to come down to fellowship, y'all can coordinate and he tell you how we do things. You can set up stuff, man. You can either hop a ride with them or vice versa. You know what I mean? Because Brother Ron and all the brothers up there give you the skinny, man. I'm sure you enjoy them. And they'll show you how to get here from Fellowship as well, my brother.
Oh, that's perfect. Then I'll be waiting for their call. I'll be standing by.
I'll give it. Let me make sure I got the number confirmed here just right, man. Let me put these peeves on here. Hey, were you airborne too?
Oh, most definitely. First Brigade.
Oh, good. You said you was in 82nd, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in 127th Engineers. Yep. Just got back from my second deployment.
Okay, so now you, where are you at up there in 101st?
I'll be going to group.
Oh, okay, that's good. You airsoft qualified too?
Not yet. Nah, I really didn't care about airsoft until I, came here. But I heard I'll be going soon.
Yep, you got to catch up with old passed out, man. You can't let the old man outdo you. Come on now, get on up and get them wings. You know, when I went to airsoft school, I went to Camp Groove, Oklahoma. A bunch of National Guard reservists, that's all they did full time, and them guys was cut like diamonds, man. And I was in Op 4 then at JRTC. And boy, them guys were tough. They were really tough, man. We only had 60, I think maybe 60 people graduate out of that airsoft school. Army Times did a thing some years ago talking about the toughest airsoft school that there was. And they said that was the toughest one. I said, why couldn't I? Just went to Fort Campbell and I could have breezed right on through it.
Yep.
Wow. Man, go on and get them wings, man. It ain't gonna do nothing but help you out a little bit more if you're gonna stay in.
Yep. Oh, yes. I'll make sure I get it done.
Well, of course, you're at Fort Campbell, man. They try to make sure everybody go to airsoft school anyway.
Yeah.
My brother, I'm gonna give this info to the brothers tonight, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for the opportunity. Can't wait to hear from you guys.
Yes, sir. Be encouraged. Shalom.
Yep.
Another veteran now. Glory to the King. All right, Ohio, 614-614. This is Pastor Dow, Unity Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you. Who am I talking with? Ohio, 614, going once.
Shalom, Pastor Dow. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. This is Ohio, right?
Yes, sir.
Who am I speaking with? What's your name?
My name is Larrell. Brother Larrell.
Larrell?
Yes, sir.
All right, what you got, Brother Larrell?
I just wanted to make myself known. I actually been starting a fellowship with Brother Jermaine.
All right.
He's like a father to me, and I just
good
been you
Lord
know watching some of you, watching your videos and just coming more into the truth and understanding and starting to just fellowship with him more. And I'm just been talking to him and trying to grow more within this truth and grow more, period.
Hallelujah. Brother, you're on the right path. Keep watching, keep listening, and glad you made yourself known. Listen to what Jermaine has to say, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. Good hearing your voice.
Yes, sir. You too.
Shabbat Shalom. Man, let's go to our family. Across the borders over there. Man, Brother Steve, Sister Wendy, call number 705 up in Canada. It's Pastor Dow, Unity Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Steve and Sister Wendy.
Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Bless you.
Man, it's such a blessing to hear your voice, man. Your voice like music.
Glory to King. Bless you, Pastor. It's so great to be able to be in his rest and watching this, your show and the great calls tonight. There have been beautiful calls.
How's my sister doing?
Bless you, Pastor. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hallelujah. Where are y'all at now? that winter is coming. Where y'all at now?
We're in the same place we were in the spring you were here last time in Lakefield.
For real? Really?
Yes, sir.
The same exact
For now,
place?
Anyways. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not disappointed at all. We love that little place.
Well, it's right on the river, so it is quite nice. But, yeah, we're doing a few moves and checking out some properties as well. So I've given you some updates on that, and I'm going to send you more info. I just want to give you an update.
Sure.
We've had a big hurdle we went across from 5 years ago when the first time you came out to our place. We had 22 state, as you would say, state police take over, and we were thrown out of our house, and that was the devil.
Yeah,
well,
sure was.
Today,
he left.
Yes, sir. Well, after going through the whole court system for all this time, it's taken this long, and we've been, you know, hit against the wall, of course. We've actually had, we took it to a higher court, and I just want to give you some updates on that. And I thought, like, I sent you a message, but I really want to put this on the airwaves, that, you know, the devil will kick you. And we didn't take it. They figured, you know, the devil would punch us so hard that we would not get back up and deal with us. Well, we prevailed today, and we got them to admit on many of these, on five different counts, that was true, and it was a contract we sent off to them, a request to admit. And all the police and the landlords admitted that they did wrong, and they put it into the courts. And I have five statements, if you mind if I share that.
No, go ahead.
Okay, Pastor. One, that the police acted without judicial authority. That means any government authority in dealing with the plaintiffs. That's Sister Wendy and myself on our eviction. So they say that's a true and admitted truth to this statement.
Wow.
Second one is, yes, sir. That's we're hitting some punches, and now this is all in the courts. So we're going up to our trial, but I don't think we'll even get there because we've already had the landlords make an offer. Because we have documented so much, and we put up a website out there and spread this word far and wide, and all the recordings and everything we had, we're ones to keep everything, and we've been trying to do this on our own without you know, kind of the legal side of things, but we have to. You got to use the law for the law.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Here's the next statement. There was. And this is what they had to admit to. There is no writ of possession. That means an order issued by a court of law.
Yeah.
Issued by, yes, sir, issued by a court to either the police or the landlord. They had no authority to come into our home, and they said they were going to charge us with trespassing if we didn't leave. Meanwhile, they're a trespass.
That's true.
Yes, sir. Statement number three says there was no involvement of the sheriff with the police or the landlord. There's no way you can't take anyone out of their home without a sheriff. And I have it all recorded, too, that
yeah.
I asked for where the sheriff was. He says, we're past that point, the police said.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Statement number four is, there is no order from the Ontario Rental Housing Tribunal for eviction of the tenants. So they had no leg to stand on. They just did it on their own accordance.
Wow.
And the fifth, yes, sir. And the fifth statement says the police told the tenants that if the tenants did not vacate immediately, the tenants would be arrested if they failed to comply. This is your police department that's, well, not yours, but this is the government's police department that's taken over. And what's happening is if you just lay down and don't let, and let these things happen, it is just going to get worse. And I'm just I want to share this with Israel, that if they will try, you know, vaccinate your children or anything else, And if you just be a sheep and sit back and don't do anything, you're just going to be destroyed. As the Brother Brian, the People's Patriot, you'll be destroyed by lack of knowledge. We need this knowledge.
Man, y'all got him.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got him.
Yes, sir. So right now, they say there are – what else is going on?
That the landlords want to offer a settlement, but what about the police department?
Oh, they're next. At this point, they've all admitted these to be true. So I personally would like to have the provincial police or the state police, as you would say in the United States, take the brunt of it, them, because it's so easy just to, you know, they can just print money into existence. So it'll be pretty easy to get money out of them.
I bet they throwing each other under the bus too, ain't they?
Oh yes, actually, what's interesting is that they're starting to. Once this is done, they're going to sue each other. They are. They've already put that out there. That's what they're doing. They're going after each other, saying that the police told the landlords all the wrong things and said that we were sovereigns. Well, actually, we are. We're sovereigns, free man of land. Oh, here's another thing that they said, that I was probably part of the Moorish society. come on.
You know what's funny? I remember... me, you, Will, and Brother Ugly and Sister Wendy and Carol sitting out on that back deck. And we saw this guy in a fishing boat. Then all of a sudden we saw the OPP come up. And I looked over there at them and I looked at y'all. I said, he's pretending. He ain't giving that guy no citation for no dang fishing, man. Something's wrong. You remember that?
You knew it.
Look like these boogers are spying on us, man. That's exactly what they doing.
Oh, absolutely. They had you, Pastor, as a another suspect. It was yourself, Sister Wen, and myself as a suspect. I feel honored to be with you as a suspect, Pastor.
Isn't that amazing? But yet and still, they let me across the border for 5 years in a row.
Isn't that something? And they let me have my firearms license after all that. This is crazy.
It's off the chain, man. These people don't know where they're coming or going.
No, absolutely not. So now, at this point, ever since then, they've made up other stuff. They've put an APB saying that if they pull over this character, that to make sure that you are armed properly and to bring back up.
For real?
Yes, sir. I got that all in my court case. Actually, Freedom of Information Act, practically everything. They sent me all this stuff. So they basically put a bounty number on my head. Now you just get some young, trigger-happy, low intelligent police officer out there, and you go and he says, "Well, where's your papers?" And you go and move your arm, and next thing you know, the guy's just, his spear goes over him, and he takes you. You know, like, this is the kind of thing. So I'm going after them in that kind of case as well.
Well, don't worry about it. We got you covered in prayer, man.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
Glory
to the King.
Glory to the King. Oh, well, it's nice to, you know, to be in the fight, put it that way. It's glory.
Well, no doubt you and Wendy definitely got a fight in y'all, that's for sure.
They're not taking us down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but I wanted to share that with you and the rest of the saints. And also, I just want to welcome Brother Brian there in Texas and with the People's Patriot Network.com. I'm interested in checking that out because we've been down that road and, you know, we're getting there.
Man, you and Brian, man, y'all can have some dialogue off the chain for sure.
Yes, sir. Well, we're going to have some fun fighting, and we're just going to be dealing with this. So we're ready. We're ready to get out of this this place and to be with his people once and for all, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I mean, the Most High going to make a way, brother. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
My brother, it's good hearing your voice as usual.
You too, Pastor. My shepherd. Bless you. Bless you, the family. We love you, Sister Carol, Mama Nelly, all the rest of the saints, the Strayway, and all the our family. Oh, Sister Wenda has something here for you.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, hey, did y'all send me or did y'all get with Sister Carol about me doing the plug for the tardy mats?
Yes, we've had a little bit of a chin wag on that, and we're looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
Send me one of Sister Wenda's professional promos or something like that so I can plug it into my YouTube. She does a whole lot better than I do. She speaks better than I do.
She speaks better than I do. They're all of us, do. God bless you, Pastor.
Boy. Bless y'all. Love Lord. Y'all.
We love you. Love you more. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. There's our family up there in Canada. Let's go to Indiana, Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel in Canada. I mean, in Canada. Indiana, Brother Daniel. Call number 317-317. It's Pastor Dow, you know, Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can have you, Brother Daniel.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. It is Sister Chris.
That's Chris, man. That ain't Daniel, man. You don't sound like Daniel. How you doing, my sister?
Bless you, Pastor. I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to you. Sister Ashley is also here visiting Brother Samuel's wife, and we just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom to you.
Shabbat Shalom, family. How y'all doing up there?
We are doing fantastic. We are just really looking forward to being with you and the saints. And our family, just at the debate, we are really looking forward to it.
It's going to be something
else. It's like
else.
A mini feast. We are so excited.
It is. Hey, did you give your husband a massage after he got home working with us?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
Oh, boy, your husband's something else.
Hallelujah. He was so glad to be able to come and help him and the brother. So, hallelujah, Pastor.
Man.
We are just so grateful for the ministry.
Man, let me tell you, Brother Sister Chris, they put it in. Him, Lee, and Patrick, they put it in with us. I'm telling you, they did. They drove all them hours to come down here, and then they worked like Hebrew slaves, ate dinner with us, and then turned around and drove all them hours back. I'm telling you, they put it in. They put it in. I appreciate them coming. I really truly do.
Hallelujah. Sister Nicole and I was just sad that we couldn't come. So that's why I wanted to call.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Next time you come, y'all come on down and y'all, while they up here slaving and stuff like Hebrew slaves, y'all can be down there fellowshipping with the sisters.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Well, we are looking forward to it. Yes, sir, Pastor.
Well, ain't nothing but what? No, matter of fact, it's next week that we'll see y'all then, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We will see you there.
All right. Now, Sister Carol, Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, and Sister Vicky, they're flying up Wednesday. And I think Brother Kabir is going to pick them up at the airport. The reason why they're flying up Wednesday, because they're going to be there probably about 5 hours before I get there. They got to go out and do a bunch of grocery shopping with Sister Evelyn. You know, they got to get the logistics and everything straight because of the amount of people that's coming. When y'all plan on arriving?
We will be there, I believe, early on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Then y'all can go ahead and fit right on in then from there, help out with the logistics because it's going to probably be about 100-something. At least I know at least the last count was 110 people is going to be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, we cannot wait to help. Sister Ashley and I have been talking about it and making plans, so we are really looking forward to helping however we can.
All right, my sister. Bless you.
Okay, bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom. We love you so much. Shabbat shalom.
That is Sister Chris. Sister Chris is wife to Brother Daniel Muir. And Sister Chris is a former NFL wife. That means she done seen everything in the NFL. And she's just a good sister. She gets it. She understands it. She comprehends it. She sees this truth. She knows who she is. And it's just a blessing. It really, truly is to have her and her husband in the ministry. Where are we at right now? We did that right there. We did that. We did that. We did that. We did that. Let's go to, oh, another unknown. Tennessee. 432-432 is Pastor Dow, you know, Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Tennessee? And also, give us your name.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Brent down here in Cleveland, Tennessee. How you doing?
Oh, man, Brother Brent. Shoot, all you had to do was start talking. We would have known who you were.
Yeah, this is why I hadn't called you to the show. I just wanted to call in and tell you how much we love you and all the saints here in Straightway. And then Bryce Valdell, Rufus, and all the brothers down there. We enjoy fellowship with them so much. They're just such good people.
Hallelujah. So are you and Sister Sonia, man. Y'all beautiful.
Well, thank you for that. But, you know, hey, they showed up last Thursday and helped me. Well, we built this little deck here, and, I mean, they just worked their tails off. And, I mean, it was so beautiful to have them here. I just enjoy them so much. You know, just want to just thank you for being such a righteous leader. And thank you for all the time that you pour into your people. We really appreciate it. You know, words just can't save enough.
I know what you mean, my brother. It's the same way. The love is real and it's real and it continues to keep growing and it keeps growing, going all the way around. That's for sure. But one thing's for sure, I got to tell you this again, man. I really, 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 truly appreciate your help when you came here, foot hit the ground, came here during the feast, man, and helped Brother Giddy and myself out on that range, man, so Giddy can go train the brothers. And man, I really, truly appreciate you jumping right on into the fire. I could tell immediately already you know exactly what you was doing. I ain't have to say nothing to you, just say keep driving on.
Well, hey, anything I can do, I'm here for y'all anytime. So I can't wait. I'm going to try to get up there and help y'all lay some blocks. If y'all can let us know on Sunday, Jacob, what the plan is, that way we can kind of schedule, you know, I can get up there and help some. So.
But, I will. Hey. I'll try to figure out what's going on. But, man, Brother Brent, do y'all get the rain down there, down south, man, as much as we've been getting it up here? Because this has been ridiculous. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's been bad this year. I just got through cutting hay last week, and normally I've had it a month before now. So, yeah, it does. It rains down here, and it's freezing cold down here now, too. So, but it's supposed to be nice. First day we're going to finish this little deck up, but it's been bad as far as the rain.
When you cut the hay, was you able to get it up before it rained on it?
Well, I know. I actually got what I cut over here. I actually got sold, and I told the gentleman that he can come pick it up. But it's the round roll, so
yeah,
if he gets it early enough, it'll be fine.
Oh, it'll be fine. Oh yeah, it'll be fine. You're right. But man, I tell you, I don't understand this rain. I really, truly don't understand this amount of rain, raining as much as it has been. This is off the chain.
So. Yes, sir. Yeah, if it's that way this winter, we might get quite a bit of snow this year.
Yeah, I know. And we ain't had that in a long, long time.
Yes, sir. Well, I won't hold you up another people we can call on nice day. We love y'all. I mean, anything we do, you let us know. We love everybody here, and just Shabbat shalom.
Be encouraged, my brother. Shabbat shalom. King coming.
Okay, thank you.
Hallelujah. Washington. 509, Washington. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Two Radio, bro. I can help you. Shalom. What's your name, brother?
Brother Thomas.
Brother Thomas from Washington. Shalom, my brother. I can help you.
Yeah, I made myself known earlier this week to Elder Doug, I believe his name is, or Elder Eckert, and he gave me a nice ear and some good knowledge and stuff. And I've been listening to you for a few weeks. I just wanted to share the peace that I've had because I'm really going through it. I've had a woman that I'm divorcing take my children away, and her stance is that I believe in flat earth, that I believe that she should be obedient. I came to the conclusion that the contemporary Christian music that she was listening to was satanic, and I pulled this out of the church that we were going to, and started encouraging her to look into not vaccinating our children. And that was about a month ago, and 2 weeks after I shared these things with her, she put a protection order on me. And I went to court today, and they pretty much made it permanent. And the main thing that she brought up was obedience and flat earth. But
amazing.
Through it, I've... Yes, sir?
No, keep going.
Yeah, through it, I've just had peace that I can't explain, and that I've never had it except for listening to you and coming to the bit of knowledge I have right now in the faith. I wouldn't have had any of this peace if it weren't for Yahshua, if it weren't for Christ right now. And I almost felt guilty for a little bit earlier because outwardly I don't miss my son, and I've never been away from him this long, and he's 2 years old. I've been with him every day of his life, and I haven't got to see him for 2 weeks, but I can't deny the peace I have, and this is the peace I prayed for.
Man, I tell you. Oh, Father. Father, bless all these men. Strengthen them for standing on your truth and your word. We loose your holy ministry and angels to comfort them and only them, protect them from this wicked system and these wicked, wicked, wicked Jezebel women.
Oh.
Father, we loose judgment on the behalf of Jesus to become speedily on these people who abuse the brethren through the systems of this world to try to take advantage of them to get them out of their calling. So, Father, we need you. Jesus, you didn't die on the tree. You wasn't impelled so that we could be overcome by the wickedness of this world. Grant us all the victory through your name, like we deserve and like you have promised us, not only in this life, but the life to come. Strengthen every one of these brothers by the power and the might of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh,
yes.
And continue to keep giving that peace that pass all understanding, and we will glorify your name, testify and witness to you throughout all our days of our life, and never recant and never back down from this truth and this love that you have shown us and given to us. We bless you for all things. In the magnificent name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Yes.
My brother, you be straight.
Yes, sir. They asked me about, the judge asked me about the obedience, and I stood boldly on it. And they didn't ask anything about the context, and that's what I thought was most odd about that. You know, they didn't ask what I was telling her to obey or anything, because everything I asked her to do was righteous, and it was from the book.
Glory.
So.
Well, yep. Hallelujah, my brother. Keep standing, okay?
Yep, I'll be tuning in next week and watching some of your YouTube between now and then. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, shalom. Let's go to Wisconsin. Call number 262-262, Brother Tyler. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Tyler?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom. How you doing, Tyler?
Or should I say like the Jamaicans, Wagwan me brethren.
Yeah, Wagwan me, brother. It's all Irie, man.
I just want to share with you, I discovered recently, well, recently enough, the best counter in the Bible to people saying that Paul said that the law has been done away with. And that's actually 2 Peter 3:16. It's in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction.
Right.
I thought
that's
that was
right.
Terrific.
That's right. So how are you and your wife and family doing?
Pretty good, Pastor.
That's good. That's good. Have y'all tried to get in touch with Kabir?
I actually texted him this exact Bible quote last Shabbat, and I didn't get a response.
Okay.
I know he's busy with the brothers up there, but
Kabir is really busy because he's got his head well over heels with all these people coming in next week.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I sent you an offering recently. You had mentioned that one of the boxes popped open. I was kind of wondering if that was mine because I had put a letter in with the box as well. And I was just.
Did you send silver?
Yes, sir. I sure did. And I sent in the letter to just give me, shoot me an email that you received it because I remember you told the saints to look out for some crooked letter carriers that offerings go up missing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So
if it was silver and stuff, I think we got it, Brother Tyler. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll
make
sure,
sure
to tape that. Sorry,
yes,
go ahead.
You go. That's what I was just getting ready to say. Make sure you tape it up, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will make sure to do that. Because that little adhesive strip that comes with those flat rate boxes apparently ain't worth a darn.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well,
all
bless,
right, brother,
Pastor.
Good hearing you, man.
Shalom. You too.
Shalom. All right. Last call for tonight, California. Call number 442-442. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on Chevy Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in California?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
This is Brother Timothy. I just want to make myself known to the ministry. I've been listening to you since June of this year, and it was all because of Brother Kabir with divorce, talking about divorce. And I've been talking to Elder Doug a lot about the Bible and asking questions and uplifting my family and exposing them to the real truth because it's been very difficult growing up learning that I was lied to. I felt just like how you did when they tried to tell us all this stuff, and it just felt in my spirit like things wasn't adding up because it seemed like a lot of gaping holes when it came to the word. And I'm just so thankful that I came across straightway. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome, my brother. It's the Most High God. You're hearing a preacher. That's the way he prescribed it. And he's opened up your understanding that you might understand the scriptures. And he is just giving you the comprehension. The Most High is dealing with you. That's all it is. You're an Israelite.
Yes, sir.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm glad that you was able to hear, especially through watching Brother Kabir in this situation, man. You wouldn't believe how many marriages literally have been saved at the sacrifice of Kabir's because of those wicked-ass Christians, brother, that destroyed, or let me see, they were instrumental in helping destroy his marriage. Because his wife, that's one Jezebel, if you ever seen one. That is one wicked-ass woman. I've seen some wicked women before in my life, but she is right at the top. I mean, she's running neck and neck in the top three for sure. I ain't never seen a wicked, lying-ass woman like that one.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's very disgusting to see how the women treat our men and vice versa.
Eileen, that's her name, Eileen.
Yes, sir. I had a question in regards to I was looking at the book of Acts because I came across one of your videos. You was talking about the book of Acts, chapter 10, about Cornelius. And I was trying to do a study for my family on Pilate's wife because they was telling me so many different things in the Christian church, and I've been trying to unlearn these things and get the correct doctrine and the correct information about whether she was a follower or not.
Well, no, she just received a dream. to this man. Don't do nothing to this man. Of course, Pilate didn't pay no attention to it. He went ahead and followed the dictates and the mandates of these Jewish people, if you understand what I mean. Totally irrelevant, man. Don't worry about where she is. She's been dead and gone for years. You need to worry about you work out your own salvation and do it with fear and trembling.
Yes, sir. And I received that, sir. I also want to let you know I am a follower on your patron as well. And I've been listening to every word you were saying about, you know, storing up and preparing ourselves, because we don't know when this shit hits the fan crap is going to happen. I'm also a Marine veteran as well. I'm from Mississippi, but I still have my California number from when I was stationed out there in California, but I actually live here in Mississippi.
Ah, Mississippi, that's good. Hallelujah, you close
yes,
there. I didn't know we got another veteran in the fold, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I appreciate you very much, sir, for everything that you've done. And like I said, again, I just want to make myself known to the ministry, because I call up there quite a few times, talk to Elder Doug. I'm overjoyed, and I'm just happy that I finally found the true knowledge and the peace that I'm looking for. Even though it's been very painful, I'm just making sure that I'm doing the right thing for my household according to the Bible, the Hebrew Bible. Well, the Bible that God gave for his chosen.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
Brother, you be encouraged. You hear me?
Yes, sir, I will. And I know
keep
it's
watching.
Hard out here, but
keep listening.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, my brother. All of you. Every single one of you. You know, we have a lot of veterans in the ministry, and the reason being, the veterans and the people play professional sports, collegiate sports, those who have had coaches, tough sergeants in front of them, they see the difference. They know the difference. And you all know who I am. We just got a beautiful family in this way. That's all there is to it, just a beautiful family. Everybody's not going to get this. Everybody don't have the ears to hear. But that's like when I go to this debate next week. I'm going to tell you right off the bat what you're going to hear. You're going to hear Mr. Young, Ron Young, do a bunch of justifications, a bunch of dodging. He's going to use a bunch of mental gymnastics and try to justify Christmas, which can't be. It just simply can't. You're going to hear me stay concrete and stick with the apostles and prophets. The bait is very simple. And I may even put an ultimatum right out at the beginning of both subjects just to see where his heart is. I already know where his heart is. And it ain't nothing personal. It's just that these people are deceivers. These people are sorcerers. They are turning people away from the faith by introducing something foreign in the ears of people who want to follow the real, true HaMashiach, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And they come up with all these other traditions of men and doctrines. And they'll be the same people that will literally crucify Jesus again and again and again and again, because they're so deceived in their theology. They don't love the Bible like we do. They don't love the word of Yah that was made flesh like we do. They don't have his Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, they don't even believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit. So when I go there, you better believe I'll be in a debate, but my main focus is to minister to those who have been under the deception and lies of satanic pagan Christianity. And that's just the truth. Anyway, hey, God bless y'all. I'm out. I got to go. See y'all Shabbat morning, okay? I've been working my rear end off all this week along with the brother, and we are tired. I thank y'all for tuning in here tonight. Y'all be encouraged, all right? Bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong. Victorious, mighty, overcoming, and our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the King is coming. See y'all Shabbat morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. King coming.